Yeah, so I have to finish the Taisus, the other shot in the Taisus. So what do we see so far in the, what's we do really right? So what do we see so far in the Rashbam? Rashbam learns shot in Mazutu, telling Bama Lacy Taisadi, that even though ordinarily in the stomach may adarba yom may adarba leilis, ordinarily you don't have to bring raya. You don't. The machzik does not need to bring a raya for the leilis at all. Stom may adarba yom may adarba leilis. But the marakama ketayna tainas bori and even isuf shloy darba adarba leilis, and that precipitates, and now the machzik has to bring a raya on the leilis too. Yeah, we talked about because what's exactly Taisus mashma, it breaks in the stomach. And there are Shvamis mashma, it's a special taina that the Marakama has, that he could taina that you have to be mevar yerech, you have to mevar the chazoka. Rakapanim, he has such a taina. Excuse me. The Shai Mishpat, that's an interesting kasha. He says if the Marakama always has a right to taina that aniwa isuf shli darba leilis, taina is bari aniwa isuf shli darba leilis. So why, even if he doesn't taina that, can't he taina that I didn't sell him the field? Stam, the Marakama always taina that I didn't sell him the field. Why can't the Marakama taina I didn't sell him the field? Migoy, that he could say aniwa isuf shli darba leilis. Because every time you have somebody who's being masik, and he's being masik in the yomim, mislamim ayadarba yomim ayadarba leilis. So the Marakama was Kataina Tainas Boriani Isif Shli Darba Leilis. But he's not tining that. He's tining, he doesn't have that taina. But he's certainly always tining Le Machatib. I didn't sell him the field. So believe him that he didn't sell him the field, the Miga that he could taina near Isif Shli Darba Leilis. And that would torpedo the Chazoka, unless he can bring Edom on the Leilis. But Kozman, he doesn't have Edom on the Leilis. Believe the Marakama altogether, Miga that he could taina near Isif Shli Darba Leilis. Shai Mishvitz Kasha. So the Shai Mishpat mentions that the Shai Mishpat brings, there's a Taisus Bam Mitzvah, Daf Kuf Yud. Taisus asks a similar question, not about Agamor, but about the Gemara as a tzad. There's a tzad of the Gemara that the Marakama Ketayna, even in the case where the fellow has Gimel Shonim, the Marakama Ketayna L'Peiris Heraditiv. Yeah, sure, he's there 3 years eating Peiris. I sold him the Peiris for 3 years. I was married him as the Oris. So there's a tzad, is there such an emunah sold? Can the Marakam make such a tzad? Ordinarily speaking, the fellow's there 3 years, he's eating Paris, he has riots, he has edim that he was there for 3 years, he's eating the Paris of the field, Zerei and Kaiser and so on. So the truth is, he becomes a muksuf. What if the Marakam time is Paris or attitude? Yeah, 100%, he's there 3 years, eating Paris. That's because I told him to go down to the Paris. I sold him 3 years of Paris, that's what he's doing. So there's a tzad in the Gemara that he has such a, that the Marakam has such a time. So Taisus asks, so then how do you ever have chazokah? The Marakama should always be believed to say loy machatev miga, that he could say l'peiris eradativ. So Taisus says two tirutzim. One teres in Taisus is that if he didn't sell it to him and it's not l'peiris eradativ, there's an anan sari he should have been made. So to say, he's not claiming l'peiris eradativ. He's saying that he's dominant interloper, he's a trespasser, he's gandering my peiris. But we want to believe him. We want to believe the Marakama to say this guy's a ganav. The machzik is a ganav. Miga that he could say the machzik is an oris. So the first teres in Taisus is there's an ansadi against that. If the machzik is such a big ganav, how come we're in meicha? You know that he's going to become a muksuk. He should have been meicha. So merely not miga. There's a miga. It's a miga against an ansadi. So Taisus a second teretz that it's a migul haitzi. The mice of the guys there muksuk for the, once you're there for 3 years and you have a chazaka, you become a muksuk. So now the mark, it's called the marakama is coming to be meitzi from the machzik. If the machzik's taka there for 3 years, then it's called that the marakama is coming to be meitzi from him. With the migul that he could have found in the parents are out there, it's migul haitzi. So that's a chal and rishonim. Taisus machlekes rishonim. Taisus tells migul haitzi what I mean. So the Shai Mishpat goes on. And he says, okay, that's very good. According to that Taisus Mamasi, we say the same Tirutzim over here. It's in Migul Haitzi, or it's a negative, it's against the Naran Sadi. Right, in our case, what was the Shai Mishu's Kasha? He's not saying any Yerisuf Shlodar Balelis. He has a Chesed Kim Shalom. He's there for 3 years. I'm not tithing that you weren't there at night. For all I know, you were there at night. I'm tithing, I stopped myself, I didn't sell you the field. But believe me that I didn't sell you the field. The migal that I could tie on the isuv, I that I saw that you weren't there balelos. So number one is the migal haitzi. When I see you have a chazaka, you have edim and noyomim. Mistamim hayadav yomim abalelos. So you're the muksuk migal haitzi loyaminu. Or the other teres and taisus even if it is a migal, but it's a migal against an ansadi. Bottom line, what am I tining? I'm not tining that you weren't there for 3 years. I'm not even tining that you weren't there balelos. I'm tining stam that you're a ganav. Believe me, the ganav. Miga that I could have said on Easter that I saw that you're out there at night. No, if you're such a big Arab and you were there by day and by night, say, how come I wasn't Meicha? So it's a Miga against the Nansadi. The same Teutzim, the Teutzim says, for his Kasha, would work for the Shai Mishpat's Kasha here as well. However, the Shai Mishpat goes on and he says, okay, fine, that's very nice according to places in Bo-Mitzir. But there's a Ramban. The Ramban holds, first of all, she's a Ramban, but Holmokim is Miga Lahitzi Amino. And number two, the Ramban says that you say Migo against the Cheskel Kimusharim. That we'll see later on in the Sugis. Machlokes Rishonim is Migo, when you have a conflict between Migo and Cheskel Kimusharim, which one wins? Shita's Ramban is that Migo works against Cheskel Kimusharim. So then all the kashas come back. So then it comes back. The Ramban holds Migo works against Cheskel Kimusharim. So how do Kushal Duchta? So why over here? Don't you always have a Migo? Migo. And the Ramban is masking to. He's masking to. I think the Ramban and Asugi is masking to the Rashbam's Pshat. That there's a taina, you could taina, I see that the Merkama could taina bring Aiden that you went there by Leilas. I mean, more or less, you'll see in a second, not exactly, but the Ramban also learns Pshat in the Marzutra, that the Merkama is tainaing, bring Aiden that you went there by Leilas. So, her and the Ramban is Hadra Kushul Duchto. If you can always taina bring Aiden that you went there by Leilas, so immediately the Kataina bring the Migra that you could taina, you weren't there by Leilas, let him Mustamase be able to taina and let the Leilas Khartiv. The Shai Mishpat says a chav. Says the Shai Mishpat, if you look in the Ramban learns Marzutra, learns Karab to the Rashbab, that the Marakam is tining, that you weren't there by Leilas. But there is a difference. The Rashbab learns, Taisus, also, that it's a tainus bard. The Marakam can only tine bring Edom that you weren't there by Leilas with the tainus bard, not with the tainus shem. The Ramban, we saw in the Ramam also such a thing. Learns that the Merkama can tie with the Taina Shema. The Merkama is a schus to Taina that I want. I want Eidus not only on the Yomim, but Eidus, a full Eidus of the Leilus as well. Yeah, what's the Havana? The Chorif is not a Taina's boy. So what is he? What kind of? He's not breaking the Mislama. You have to say Mislama is from the schusim of the Merkama. The Merkam is a schus to be Teveya, maybe Zilbarachi Losto, like in the world later on, by Shchuni Gavoy. We'll have to see the Ramban by Shchuni Gavoy how he learns. But Akoponim, the Ramban learns that the Taina that you weren't there by Leilis does not have to be a Taina's Bari, it could even be a Taina Shem. So Melis, he says, there's a Shemish, but a Chap. What do you want to say over? You want to say, Migal? Believe me when I say that you're a Stamaganev. Even though you were there 3 years. You were there 3 years. For all I know, you were there by Leilus. I'm not tying on the Leilus. You were there 3 years by Yom of Leilus. But the Bista Ganav, stop. You're a Ganav. Believe me that when I say that you're a Ganav, Migoy, that I could say that you weren't there by Leilus. So what's the logic of Migoy? The logic of Migoy is Malo L'Shaker. If I wanted a lie, I could have said a better lie. If I wanted a lie, would I say you're a Ganav? I could have said a better lie. A lie that's Miskabel. I could have said a lie that you weren't there by Leilus. So it must be, why didn't I say that other lie? Because I'm a person that speaks the truth. It's a lie that I must be a Dover Emes Vuvovet. I'm a guy who speaks the truth. And that's why I'm not tying word there by Leilis. But I'm saying a different truth, because that's not true. But I'm finding a different truth, that you're a Ganav. That's the logic of Migoy. Ma'aloy L'shaker. It's a lie that he's telling the truth. But over here, let's say I am telling the truth. But even as a truth teller, I could have said, bring Edom on the Leilis. Because it's only a Taina Shema. I don't have to lie to say bring Edom on the Leilus. So, Migo doesn't make any sense. Migo means, I had a better Taina. I could have said you weren't there by Leilus. How come I didn't? Must be, because that's not true. But what I'm saying is, and I only say the truth. But then it's a proof that what I'm saying is true. That's the logic of Migo. But it only makes sense if I'm such a big truth teller, I wouldn't say the other time. That's why I'm not saying the other time. I'm not saying the other time because the other time is a sheker, and I'm a guy who only says the emes. That's why I'm saying this time. So believe me that this time is the emes. But here, even if I am a guy who only tells the truth, I could have still tined the other time. Because I don't have to lie to say bring Aiden that you weren't there by Leilas. That's the time to shema. That's tamaschus. I could be 100% a true person, and I could still say bring hobby aiden that you were in there by leilas. I guess in a special case where I know for a fact that you were in there by leilas. But in a normal case, I don't know if you were there by leilas. You weren't there by leilas. I don't have a tiny bari, but I don't know bari if I can't. So I could always say hobby raya that you weren't there by leilas. So why didn't I do it? Passion and meisa. I don't know. Maybe because I'm stupid, but it's not because I'm a truth teller. I could be the biggest truth teller in the world, and I could have still said Havi Adam that you went there Valelis. So it doesn't prove the fact that I didn't say I see Sari that you weren't there, that you were there Valelis, doesn't show that I tell the truth, because I could tell all the truth in the world and I could have still said it. So you still have to ask yourself, why didn't I say that time? It's not because I'm a truth teller. Must be for some other, I don't know, Kasha. Must be some other reason. So I'm not stupid. That's why I didn't tie that tie. But it's nothing to do with my being a truth teller. So in Mele, you lose the whole logic of Miga. So in Balan, she tosses the whole kasha, and Miga doesn't start. So in Manashah, Taisus learns, like the Rashbam, that it's only with the tainus bari. So then takets and Miga. Then the chayil is a Miga. Why didn't I tie a hobby aim? Why didn't I tie that then anyway? You should dar balaylas. Because it's not true. I didn't see you balay. I didn't look balaylas. Oh, so why? So, but if I'm a liar, I could have said it anyway. So right, then I'm a truth teller. So it should have a migle. No, see, it's a blessing with Tosfos Bama Seidav Kufiyot. Lefi the Ramban, that's not available. Tosfos, the Ramban sheet is that migle does work against the Cheskik Mishonim. So Hadra Kushu Leduchta, so you should be able to be Nehman with the migle. Says the Sharmish, but Lefi the Ramban, though, also again, there's no logic of migle over here, because the Taina of Anil Yisish Ladar Balelis doesn't require a Taina's body. It could even be a Taina Shema. And a Taina Shema, if you can have a Taina Shema, then the whole logic of migle breaks down. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so what about the Hemshech Gemara? The Gemara says, "Umayde bazutra, bereich v'ramazirim v'ayorais, ve'afagab d'leito en tanyin le'anan." So how did the Rashbam learn? I'm not going to read the Rashbam inside, but we saw the Rashbam. The Rashbam learns that if the Merkama is a reichel, bereich v'ramazirim v'ayorais means that the Merkama, I'm a reichel. So because I'm a reichel, so there's a likelihood, Shabbat is a whole complicated shot. There's a very high likelihood that I used to come back from time to time. On rare occasions, I would come back home. And every time I would come back home, you, the machzik, would sneak away. And I would come home and I would find the house is empty. The Lashon HaRashbam is that L'yod L'zeh HaMa'arim Yalim. I didn't even know of your existence. So what's the way you spoke about? What do you mean I didn't know of your existence? Chazokas nishmas l'mirochik. While I was busy traveling in my traveling sales, I should have heard about the chazok. So I said, l'chor this is the mokah for the Rashbam, that there's a new taina of matzasi soderekom. If I come home and I see the field is empty, then I assume that the shmur that I heard about the chazok was never true. So I never heard of it. So that's a taina. Because I came home and I saw that the house is empty, so I have a taina matzasi soderekom. But in Mazutz's move or something else. Not only that's a taina. That you see, first of all, that's a taina. If I came home and I found that the house is empty, so I have a taina. Matzosi v'ayis reikam. I didn't even know of your existence. But Mazutz said more than that. Mazutz said the afagabdulit ton taninale. That means even if I don't say that I saw the house empty, I didn't come home and find the house empty. Afagabdulit ton taninale. We think this is such a likely scenario that even if I don't make that taina, we're going to taina it for me. Beis Din's going to taina it for me. That is that, I don't understand so much. Why do we taina it for me? If that's what happened, I could taina it myself. Like why? Why should we taina this for me? Beis Din taina is, even if I don't say that, I don't say matzosi v'ayis reikam. I'm struck dumb. So why should there be a tainino? Normally, tainino is something that's hard for me that I might not know how to taina. I might not have the facts to taina. There's some reason why it's hard for me to taina. So based on the taina for me, what's so hard? Why can't I? If that's really what happened, I come after at the end of 3 years and I do find you there. That's why I come running to Basin. There's somebody in my house. 3 years later, I come running. I find out there's somebody living in my house. I come to Basin. The guy brings Adam that he was there for 3 years. So why can't I say, what's happened? I came home all the time. Every time I came home, nobody was home. Why is that such a hard thing for me to title? Not so clear, Lefid Rashbam Sprat, why based in this tithing this on my behalf? What is there about this tithing that I'm not that I'm handicapped from making from advancing for myself. Put it differently, the Fidei Rashbam. What's the difference between a Reichel and an ordinary person? So, two differences. Difference number one is that an ordinary person, I know the Yidir Bayom. I know the Yidir Bayom. Just I have a tie in Adir Yisif Shalei Darba Leilas. That I wasn't, like the Rashbam explains, Goli Adaitoch, the Goli Adaitoch, the Labdi Doch. I knew the Yidir Bayom, but I saw that you're not there by Leilas. So I say, L'kachloi Machisi, that's why I wasn't Mecha. I knew fine and well the Yidir Bayom. But since I saw that at the night you leave, that's my time is buried. I saw that at the night, in the night times you leave. So I say, L'kachloi Machisi. That's why I wasn't Mecha in the days. Because I saw that you're not there at night. It lacks in Ritzufin. It lacks in Yimushonim. Let's say it lacks in Ritzufin. I saw the Yechazok is not Ritzufin, so I wasn't Mecha. By a Reichel, I have a different kind of time. The time of the Reichel is not that it's not Ritzufin. The time of the Reichel is Mavur Rashbam. The time of the Reichel is a different kind of time entirely. The time of the Reichel is that I didn't know you exist. Because I would come home, le'itim rechoikis, every time I came home, by day, by night, whenever it is, every time I came home, you would run away. And I was only there in those little locations. The regular Marakam was not a Reichel, so you're not running away, you're there, you're being machzik. I hear about it, I'm in town maybe even, I'm in town a lot, so I know that you're being machzik. I know that, at least I'm in town consistently. If I'm in town, out of town, whatever it is, but it's consistent. So I know that you're there by day, I know that you're not there by night. So I can't say that I don't know that you're being machzik. I know full well that you're being machzik, but I don't think you're being machzik ritzufin. I have a tainus vavi that you're not being machzik ritzufin. In the case of the Reichel, it's a different time entirely. The time is not, I knew that you're being machzik, but it wasn't ritzufin, l'kach lo'y mechisi. The time of the Merkav, it's a different time. The Reichel's time is that l'yoda zeh ma'ar me'olam. I never even knew that you're there. Because every time I come home, that's osi b'ayis reikom. So that's one difference between a Reichel and an ordinary person. That difference I sort of understand. I know it's an afkamina. That difference all by itself is a difference. Is there any afkamina in that difference? Bottom line, I could tie in that the lekach le'machisi, because when I saw that you're not, when I came home, I saw you that you're not there. What's the difference if the tie is that I didn't know you exist, or the tie is that I didn't know you exist, or the tie is that lekach le'machisi because it's not going to machzik inshi? Okay, different kind of taina, but bottom line, my taina is you weren't there. But halacha, maybe that's not such a big difference. But then in Masutra, there's another difference, which l'chayra has to flow from the first difference. That in the taina of l'kach le'machisi, if I'm not a reichel, the ordinary Masutra taina, that ani ve'isi shel that you're not there by night, l'kach le'machisi, because you're not being machzik and machzikinshi, I have to make that taina. I have to say l'kach le'machisi. But in the taina of Reichlin, in the case of Reichlin, when my taina is not, I knew about the chazaka, but I had a reason not to be Reichlin. The taina rather is, I didn't even know there's a chazaka, because every time I looked, you weren't there. I didn't have a chance to look too often, but every time I came home and took a look, you weren't there. Matzosi b'ayis reikam. So that taina already, I don't have to make myself. Beis Din will make it for me. That's a very big difference. But I'm not sure, I don't understand why that's true. Why can't I make the taina for myself? What's the difference between the taina of l'kach lo'y machisi or the taina of that I didn't know that you exist? Either way, why can't I say that? I can say I didn't know you exist because I would come home and you weren't there. Try not kidding me. How to understand this, Rashbam? Maybe he just doesn't know he has a right to make such a kind of thing.
Yeah. That could be what the Edom has to say. Rochel saying, I came back for, you know, 5 nights over right. The span of 3 years. So the Edom has to come and say that for those 3 nights, the mosque was there.
Proud of the Lashon of the Rashbam, he has to bring Edom. He was there with Sufan Yom and Golayim. In a way, that's shareable by itself. Why does he have to bring Adam with Sufan Yom Valai? It's just as being Adam that he was there on the occasions that the Reichlin came home. All right, maybe we could say Balabatis, the Rechel doesn't have a calendar exactly when they came home. He says, I would come home from time to time and the house was empty. So you have to bring Edim that the house was never empty for a moment. There was never a day or never a night that the house was empty. But I still don't understand why we're so quick to tie them on behalf of the Rechel.
Exists here, Rochel, as the Rishvam says, it's very
possible.
The guy, if the
Maxik
knows the Marakam is the
Rochel,
he's going to orchestrate such a scheme.
Yeah, that's not true. That's Mu'ur Nostam. That the Chashav here is not that it happened fortuitously. It happened to you when the Rochel came home. The Maxik happened to be away from home. I think fortuitously, maybe also, even if it was just fortuitous, then it would mess up the chazaka anyway, even if he wasn't a rech. If you're just fortuitously not there every day and every night, it still messes up the chazaka. The mislam is that he's there every day, if the machzik is not there every day and every night. So stam messes up the chazaka. Rupshutai. There's some Mishnah say you don't have to be literally every day and every night. Even after the tzufin, you don't have to be there mamish every day and every night. You're allowed to take a vacation once in a while. You have to be there basically every day and every night. I don't know how this shims with the. I don't know how to exactly put that in over here, but Akupanim. Let's leave that out for a second. Rupshuta, you have to be there every day and every night. It was a laxin Rutsufin. Never mind Reichel, not Reichel. Even if the guy's there in town next door watching with binoculars, I'm there watching your chazaka. You have to be there every day and every night. Otherwise, laxin Rutsufin. It's not going to match the kinship. So if the tain over here was merely that the Reichel says, you know, I would come home once in a while, and it happens to be accidentally that you weren't there. If we were b'chayshish for that, so that means we're chayshish that sometimes you weren't there. Well, if we're chayshish that sometimes you weren't there, then even if I'm not a reichel, you have to bring Eidim b'yoyim of halayla. The mislam is that you were there all the time. So over here, the reason why we're chayshish for it is because, like you're saying, there's a new possibility that you're orchestrating it, that you're making it, that whenever you hear a word that I'm coming home, you left. So it breaks the mislam. It was like this, there's a mislam. Mislam yadav yom hoyadar b'laylas. The mistama is that you were there not only by day, you were there by night as well. In the case of the reichel, the fact that he's a reichel breaks the mistama. That's taka emes. I think that's taka true. That's mu'ur Rashba. That there's something here that breaks the mistama. Again, I want to, maybe in the cheshbon, this is very important steps. Hold on. That normally there's a mistama. So if it wasn't for the mistama, then even if I'm not a reichel, if you don't have a mistama, hayadar b'leilos, then stam it's not ritzufim. So we're always working like this. Rav said beferish, mistama mayadar b'yom mayadar b'leilus. So how come if I'm a reichel, why is it, if I'm a reichel, where'd that mistama go? What's the taina? And I'm not coming with the taina zvada. If I was coming with the taina zvada, I wouldn't need to be a reichel. I'm not coming with the taina zvada. But based on his cheshish, on their own, that maybe I would sometimes come home and I wouldn't find you there. Why would based on the cheshish for that? What happened to mistama mayadar b'yom mayadar b'leilus? So you have to say, as the Rishvam Taka says, no, here there's a new chash. Since I came home so seldom, maybe you made it your business not to be home when I come home. We shouldn't be seated. We should that way I won't encounter you. So I understand. So here what we've done is we've broken the back of the mistama. The mistama mayadar b'yom mayadar b'leilos is broken by the mere fact that I'm a reichel. And I suppose we also have to add that what did you gain by this trick of leaving whenever I came home? But I hear about it from Medina Rechaika anyway. Like who are you fooling? Didn't I hear about the Chazaka in Medina Rechaika? So like, who are you fooling by this running away? The answer is no, you are fooling by running away, because since every time I come home, you're not there. So this is still game that you're playing. Every time I come home, you're not there. So that makes me. That creates the illusion that maybe the chazok is not true, that the rumors weren't true. It makes me think matzosi ba'is reikim, that you're not there at all. That there's nobody being masik in my house. So that goes. That's part of our whole. That's part of the conspiracy. So that's part of what breaks. So really, what we've done is we've broken the mistama. So it doesn't need. So I understand why. Maybe this is already a teretz. So I understand why. You don't need mita taina. You would need mita taina normally Mazutus halacha. Normally, this is mistama. Mistama yadarba yomu yadarba leilos. So you need me to taina that ani isi shaloi darta baleilos. You need my taina's vadai to break the mistama. However, that works. Like Taisus mashba. I'm a mitzias. It breaks the mistama. And the Rashbam learns that I have a schus to taina with the taina's vadai that I don't want to. You rely on a mistama zil brorach iloscha. But akapanim, you have a mistama. I have to break the mistama. For me to break the mistama, I need to have a taina's vadai. The word of a reichel is by a reichel you lose the mistama. There's no mistama in Mahisa. There's no mistama that if you were there by yom, you were there by leilas. Because it could very well be that you dafka had in that you had an interest not to be there sometimes by leilas. Which leilas? The leilas that I came home. So that breaks the whole mistama yadar by yom, yadar by leilas. And then the chazok is no good. If in fact you ran away every time I came home, then the chazok is no good. That was for two reasons. First of all, because now it's not ritzufin. And number two, because then I don't know that you're there, so I can't be meicha. So for both reasons, the chazok was no good. But the main thing is that we broke the back of the mistama. So since we broke the back of the mistama, now there's no longer mistama yadar b'yom or yadar b'leilis. If there's no mistama yadar b'yom or yadar b'leilis, then you have to bring Eidim, and I don't even have to have a tainus vada about it. Yeah, it wouldn't cost any money for me to give a tainus vada. Like it's still a little bit strange. Let me make a tainus vada. But I guess once we broke the mistama, we don't have to wait for my tainus vada. Even if for some reason I don't make the tainus vada, but we broke the mistama. Maybe it's not even so sure what I was asking. Like, why don't I have to make a tainus vada? Because the point is, since I'm a reichel, there's no mistama that you were there by leilas. If there's no mistama that you were there by leilas, then you have to bring an enim on the leilas. That's the Rashbam. The Rosh, interesting, the Rosh says a pshat very similar to the Rashbam. I think of the nuance, it's a little bit different. I think it's very good pshat in Rashbam. It's a little bit clearer to me now from having spoken of that. It's not that by a reichel like I have a new claim that I never heard about the chazaka me'elo. That would require a tain zavi. It's that by a reichel we break the mistama because this is this new possibility that you ran away whenever I came. Why were you doing that? Because you wanted to fool me that there's nobody there, that nobody's there at all. But akapanim, there's this new possibility that breaks the mistama. Once you break the mistama, then some say you have to bring Edom in the labels. The Rashbam in the Rosh let's see the Rosh. The Rosh is in Simon Bays. Let's pick it up from Omer Ezra. It's by me in the Ezra Hadi Gemara, it's the bottom of the second column of Chof Aleph. So this like the Rashbam or different than the Rashbam? Just Mazutri. Is this like the Rashbam? If I tie a tainus vadai that you went there by leilos, then you have to bring a. Well, I didn't really finish. About itoyin hamaara tainus bori ani vayisif shloih hayadar by leilos tanos itayin v'tzorach lo v'edem al yomu by leilos al pi edus shchenim kedabaye or pi soichim kederava. Rosh is Shmuel says, in some ways he's clearly like the Rashbam. He's like the Rashbam that Mazutra is before Abai and Rova. Stomma, you don't have to bring Edom on the Leilus. You don't need not Abai's Eitz and not Rova's Eitz. You don't need any Eitzes. Stomma, my Yadav, Yomim. This is a Mistomma. This is a Mistomma. Right? Again, that's the difference between the way the Rashbam learned and the Rambam was the other way around. What's the relationship between Mazutra and Abai and Rova? The Rashbam learns, the first translation also, that Mazutra comes before Abai and Rova. Mazutra says, you don't need Edom on the Leilus. It's good enough on the Yomim. But if I tain a tain is vade, then you have to have Edom on the Leilus. Came along Abai and Rova and says, how's that possible to have Edom on the Leilus? How do you have Edom on the Leilus? People don't know about the Leilus. So Abai says Shivavi, and Rova says the Seichim. It's the opposite of the Rashbam, of the Rambam. The Rambam learned that first comes Abai and Rova. You also have to have a Shivavi or the Meid Yodi. You have to have some kind of Edom on the Leilus. Comes along Mazutra, either Abai's Eitz or Rova's Eitz. Then Mazutra says, but if I tain a tain is boy, then that's not good enough. Then you need Edom. Other Edom to come and be made, not just Shivavi and not just. But the Rosh is more Derech the Rashbam. The Rosh is saying that without that Abai and Rova are after Mazutra. Without, if I don't tain any tainis vadai, if I don't have a tainis bari, then there's a mistoma. And you don't have to bring Edom special. Yeah, we don't have to go find Edom for the Leilus. There's a mistoma. There's a mistoma. But if I tain a tainis bari, then you have to bring Edom on the Leilus. How do you have Edom on the Leilus? We have a Pais Eitzel, we have Rovas Eitzel. So to that, as far as that goes, the Rosh is similar to the Rashbam. But there's differences between the Rosh and the Rashbam. What are the differences between the Rosh and the Rashbam? Yeah, we have that.
For the
Mistama
for the Rosh and the Rashbam
would
be different, right?
Right. First of all, it's a different Mistama. The Rashbam is the Mistama in Rashbam is Mistama im Hayadar v'yom im Hayadar. Like Tosis elaborated. That means that even if the Edom save a Ferish, we don't know about the Leilus. But if there was Dira Bayom, in the stomach there was Dira Baleilus. That's not what the Rosh says. The Rosh says the Mistama is going on the Edos. Even though if the Edom were made, Stam, Mistama he idu al Yom of Leilus. We assume that the Edom meant Yom of Leilus, but Edom is Vichim Lidish, but after Reisam, Mistama is Kilu Chakarnu. To the Rosh, you have the objection of the Rivam. What do you mean? Let's be Darish V'chayker. What is this? Let's be Darish V'chayker. What's the normally Eidish is supposed to be Darish V'chayker. So what's this Kilu Chakarnu? Why should it be Kilu Chakarnu? We should be Darish V'chayker. If there's some ambiguity, let's be Darish V'chayker. Any of that. But it's a Mistam and the Eidus. Then he goes on. So the Eidus, Mistam is going on the Leilus. Abo. But if I tain a tain is bari that you weren't there at night, so tainos it taino. But tzorich lahavi edim, so then you have to bring edim on the yom and the leilus. How do you have edim on the leilus? I'll be edim shchainim kedabai, or I'll be soichim kedirava. Stop here for a second. Then he has another line. Let's stop here. So I understand something, man. Let's talk this through. Mistama. Let's say I have two edim. Let's say Alex and Nathan are the edim. So they were made yomim. So we don't have to ask them what about they were made. He was there. Ches, Gimel Shanim. I was. They were made that you were there. Gimel Shanim. You're the Masik. They're the edim, and I'm the Marakam. So they're made that you were there for Gimel Shanim. What's the lashon of the Rashbam? They were made b'stam, shadabi shalashanim. They were made, you were there shalashanim. We don't have to ask them, do you mean leilos? What about leilos? B'stam, they meant leilos too. But if I come along and I say, tainas bar, you weren't there by leilos. So now we start to get nervous. Maybe Taki, you weren't there by leilos. Maybe their edus is only on the yom, not on the leilos. They didn't say leilos b'feirish. So now we have to turn around, we have to ask them, did you mean leilos? Be made on the leilos. How could they be made on the leilos? So Abai would say, oh, they're Shechinim, Shuvi. Rava would say, they're Seichrim. So that's how they're made on the Leilus. So I don't get something. Anybody see the problem? If I don't say anything, do they have to be Shechinim? No, that's what it says in Rosh.
So Abai is only after the whole Abai, but Shuvi, it's only if I tain. If I tain, the tain is bori, then they have to be made on the leilus. How are they going to be made on the leilus? According to Abai, I'll be the Shechinim. According to Rova, I'll be the Seichim. But if I don't sign it, if I don't say anything, they don't have to be Shechinim and they don't have to be Seichim. So what's the problem? I have a very glaring problem. I don't have something. How's there a Mestama? How could you say the Mestama that were made on the leilus if they're not Shechinim, they have no way to know about the leilus? That's not what he means. Maybe you always have to have Shechinim or Seichim. That's a given. Alex and Nathan, they have to be Shechinim or Seichim. But they don't have to say Leilas. If I taina, then they have to say Leilas. But some of them meant Leilas. But if I taina, then they have to say Leilas. But if they're not Edom or Seichim, maybe he doesn't. If they're not Shechinim or Seichim, maybe he doesn't start even the Mestama. But it's not Mashmal way in the Rashbam. I mean, I'm sorry, in the it's not Mashmal way in the Rosh. Fact, the Lashon of the Rosh is that if I taina, taina is bori, tanosi taina, v'tzorech lahavi edus al yomim v'leilis, al pi edus shechem, v'tzorech lahavi edim, lahavi edus. Sounds like you have to bring special edus that you didn't otherwise need. Otherwise you didn't need these, you could use any edim. But now you have to lahavi edus. Sounds like, lahavi edus means like lahavi edim. You have to bring other Edim or Shechinim or Seichim will be able to say Leilas. If the Rosh would have said Lechatchila Mistama Yadabi Yom Mistama Yadabi Leilas, then it would have been good, no problem. In a Chacham, you don't need Shechinim because they only have to be in the Yom. They don't need to know about the Leilas. It's only if I need a tainus bori, if I make a tainus bori, then you have to have eidus and a leilus. So then it'll be fine. But the Rosh himself learns that the mistama is in the eidus itself. Mistamas, when they were made, they meant to be made on the leilus. How could they be a mistama that were made on the leilus if they're not shechinim?
Could it be, the Rosh doesn't say that they're testifying on the yamim, and we assume that they also know about the Leilas as well. The Rosh says that they're testifying on Shal Shanim in whole, and we're assuming Yom the Leilas.
Right.
So it could be their testimony. The Eidus is very general, and we don't really ask any questions. And as long as the Taina brings, the Marakhan brings any Tainas, then we start to get specific and see about Leilas. Meaning, in a Hanami, if we really thought about it, there'd be nothing pushing us to assume that these Eidim, who aren't Shechinim or Sochrim, know anything about night. But they testified that the Marakhan was there for 3 years.
What the Chari means, we'll see later in the Rebbeinu Tam that it could be a svar to say that they you could be made out of something you don't know, and we won't ask any, like, don't ask the Rebbeinu Tam, it's going to be such a svar. Even Edom who don't know Mamish about the Yom and the Leilas, they just could be made Gimel Shonim, and it'll be like, don't ask, don't tell. It's a kula in Edus Chazok. But it's not Mashma in Rosh. Mashma in Rosh is Mistama Heidu al Yom and the Leilas. Yeah, it's Gim Lachkar. Lidra is for Lachkar. The Mistama have a kilu chakanum. Just one second. The Rosh before by Rava by the Sechem Rava Omer again the also betrayed Ami and Anna Igrina mine with Dino Beish Tashni be Yamamu Kulevaya. So the Rosh said Lafisha Hiskia Maxi Bedor be Yamamu Yadi Bilalaya Yodi Hiskia Rava Bedor be Yamamu Kulevaya. Claim Ralidea Sechem Shador but Tuchalumse Edis how Yamamu Kulevaya meal. Meidu shedor v'shol yishana b'stam v'yizkiru yomu v'leiles v'olchu lehem mahani yedusun. B'stam shol yishana mahavi yomu v'leiles yom ha'yilein b'alayu v'hi acheres lehoi yom idim shol yishana b'stam. The Rav said before that in Rava in the Seichim that they don't have to say yomu v'leiles. M'stam when they said yomu they meant v'leiles too. So what's he talking about? With the Tainus Bari, without a Tainus Bari? It's a tiny story, but some of them have to be made fairish in the Leilas. That's what he says later, that it's stom is kilu chakainim, that they meant the Leilas, but if there's a tiny story, I know it's a tiny, but it's a tiny story, but it's a tiny. So the Rosh before must be talking about without a tiny story, but without a tiny story, you don't eat Einim or Shechainim. It's how can we do it in the Rosh before? The Mistama is by Shechainim and the mistama that they're being made in the leilas is going on seichem, on the seichem, or the shechinim l'fi abay. No, it's in echanami. I think that's the statement, even though it's a little bit dochuk in the lashon of the rosh here on banim, but in the light of the rosh before, I think you have to say, avari have to shechinim, you always have to shechinim and seichem, because if they're not shechinim and seichem, they're not in a position to know about the leilas, to know mistama. Mazut is talking about shechinim and seichem. Mazutra says about the Shechinim and the Seichim themselves that the Shechinim and the Seichim don't have to say Leilas Beferish. Mistama, they mean the Leilas. Mistama, the Shechinim and the Seichim, they mean Leilas. Zach Mazutra. But if I tain a tain is vadai, then the Shechinim and the Seichim have to say Leilas. So then it's very different than the Rashbam. It's different from Shat and the Rashbam. The Rashbam holds that if I don't make a tain is vadai, you don't need Edom, you don't need Shechinim and Seichim. You don't have to bring Edom, Shechinim and Seichim. Because mistomim by yadav yomim by yadav leilas. If I make a tainus vade, then you have to bring shechinim aseichem. So that's what we're saying the whole time that the mazuta comes before abayin rova. In the mistomim, you don't need abayin rova. Mazuta is mechadish. If it was a tainus bore, then you have to come on to the edus of shechinim aseichem. And the Rashbam said that beferish. The Rashbam and the Gemara before, when the Gemara said b'leilai miyadi, how are you going to have edus on the leilas? So the Rashbam spoke out. Maybe there's going to be a tainus vade. If there'll be a tainus vade, how are you going to have edus on the leilas? But if it's not a tainus vada, you don't need edus in the leilas. Mistum by yadav yom by yadav leilas. So the mazutra comes before abayin rova, and then we have the Rambam that mazutra comes after abayin rova. That if you have a tainus bari, then shechinim and seichem don't help. And the Rosh is a third shita that you always need shechinim and seichem. Abay is regardless of mazutra. Tainus bari, not tainus bari, you always need shechinim and seichem because you need edus in the leilas. Mazutra is mechayv something about how the edim say their edus. Do they have to say the Eidus B'Torah? Do they have to say explicitly the Leilas? Or we could rely that they mean the Leilas? So if there's no Tainus Bari, then the Eidim could say Stoma, it's Kilu Chakanim. They don't have to say anything about the Leilas. But if I make a Tainus Bari, then the Eidim have to say the word. Then they have to say. Then all of a sudden they have to say the words. They have to explicitly speak out the Leilas. Yeah. Then the Rosh says, in Sfar the Rosh is very hard to understand. I mean, I hear the Rebbe's kash. What does my tainus bari have to do with how explicit they should make their edus? Because I make a tainus bari, therefore they have to be mevara their edus more specifically. It's very hard to understand what that is. Then the Rosh finally said another chiddush. Yitoyin reis of yaitzis man godlo v'lai la'acha sh'olcha sh'chenim lishoin ozin mo'yle el ha'seichem. Like this, up till now, Shchainim and Seichem were one. We're one thing. Shchainim and Seichem abayis. Shchainim Rav said Seichem. The Rosh Kav said before that Rav is waited abayis. Tosfos also says waited. Rav is waited abayis. Abayis is also good. Shuvi is also good. Rav just said you don't need Shchainim. The Seichem could be made. But now all of a sudden, the Rosh says there's actually enough kamina between Seichem and Shchainim. Stamos, if I say you went there by Leila, it's the same thing. The Shchein and the Seichem will say, no, we were there by Leilas. What if I say that you used to sneak out 1 o'clock in the morning? Every night, 1 o'clock in the morning, you used to sneak out. So that the Shcheinim can't be made. The Rosh said before also, that the Shcheinim, they're not up the whole night. They can't be made. They were there the whole night. They're made. Kedere Chanoshim, when we went to bed, we saw that you were home. When we got up in the morning, we saw that you were home. That's good enough. You don't have to have more than that. But he says, but what if I had a tiny story that I saw you 1 o'clock in the morning every night that I saw you going away? So then already Shechinim is not going to help for that. Then you need Seichem, who made it themselves. But that already could have the Seichem with not.
Did you say to Rush that really he's not always assuming that you need Shechinim, but he's saying that if you don't have the tiny story, mm-hmm. So then it's sort of a don't ask, don't tell thing that if there. People say that they're there for that they live there. So if them say that they live there, so then you don't really ask. But if they're saying they lived there for 3 years, it must be that they're there for Leilos also.
No, but I think it's Muchach and the Rosh not the way, because the Rosh earlier when he talks about the original Abaye and Rova. So he says that they don't have to say Leilos explicitly. Stama, they mean Leilos. But they still have to be Shechein V'Seichem. Abai and Rava said they have to be Shechein V'Seichem. Now, that can't be a case where there was a Tainas Vaday, because if there was a Tainas Vaday, they do have to say Leilas explicitly. So he must have been addressing a case when there was no Tainas Vaday. And he's saying Abai and Rava, when they said Shechein V'Seichem, they're not talking about the Tainas Vaday. Without a Tainas Vaday, they don't have to say the words Leilas. It's a Mestoma. But they have to be Shechein V'Seichem. Abai and Rava said B'Feirush, they have to be Shechein V'Seichem. So it's Muchach in the Cheshbon that they have to be Shechein V'Seichem regardless. That's what I think is the Hechacha. That even if I don't tie the Tainus Bor, the Edom have to be Shechein Maseichem. It's Muchach from what he said before, it's Mamash Muchach. Even though if you only had the Rosh on the bottom, it wouldn't sound that way. But it's Muchach on the Rosh before. Shechein Maseichem you need regardless, because otherwise it's not even a Mestoma. And it's the Rosh Lashitosei, because the Mestoma is not in the Deer, the Mestoma is in the Edos. So you have to be in a position, the Edom have to be in a position to know. So that's a given, they have to be Shechein Maseichem. That's a Bayan Rova, that's the Gemara before. Mazut is Mechadesh. Something about how they say the Eidos, that if this Tain is buried, then the Eidim have to say, they have to speak it out with it. And then he says, this new chiluk, I'm not so sure what's driving this new chiluk. That if I say that they went out 1 o'clock in the morning, then Shechein is not good enough, then you need Seichem. I don't know where that's coming from. I mean, I hear Balabatish from Mitzias, but is there something in, is he addressing something in the Sugya, or is he just saying this on his own stump? That's Mazutra. What about Reichman? Let's go on. In the Rosh. Omeinu Mazutra. Oh, we have another hour. It's only 12 o'clock. Omeinu Mazutra, Reichman, Machzim, Bayar, Espirish, Imam Aru Reichel, Afgab, Deloy, Toin, Iu, Tainis, Bari, Imam Aru Reichel, Afgab, Deloy, Toin, Iu, Tainis, Bari, Shalai, Darba, Malaylis. I'm not Taining Bari that you were, I'm a Reichel, I'm not Taining Bari you went there, Malaylis. So you have to bring Edom on the Leilas. And Yochel Litan Tainis Bari. Since I'm not always home, I can't say a Tainis Bari that you weren't there by Leilas. Hilkach Tanin Le Anan De Chayshim and Shema Kishenich Nesarech Lo Yenit Min Biyotze. Stop getting me all what's going on in this Rosh. At first it sounds not like the Rosh. Bob says that it's like a Matsasi Bayis Reichim. I come home and I never see anybody, so I didn't know that you exist. Lo yodomid, a ha'ma'ara that the machzik is there at all. I forgot, what was the Lashon about? Lo yodomid. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says, since I'm not Motsi in the ear, so I can't tie in a tainus bari. Meaning, I could tie in a tainus shemel. I could say maybe you weren't there at night, but I can't tie in a tainus bar. That does not sound like the Rashbam. I don't even know you exist. I know you exist, but I don't know if you were there by Leilas. I wasn't around enough to know if you were there by Leilas. K But I don't understand this next line. The Shemek Shenichnas Areichel Yenitman V'Yaitze. Where'd that come from? What does he need it for? Shemek Shenichnas Areichel. In the Rashbam we saw, you need this conspiracy theory over here. That maybe he used to run away every time, maybe the Machzik used to run away every time the Marikama came in to break the Mistama. Like this is a Mistama Me'adar B'Yom Me'adar B'Leilus. So you have to break the Mistama. What breaks the Mistama? Here there's no Mistama. Maybe Dafka used to walk away, used to run away every time I came home. But in the Rosh, the Mistama is not in the Dira, the Mistama is in the Eidus. So what is if there's a Mistama in the Eidus, then that's not, what does that, I mean, what does that have to do? Either there is a Mistama in the Eidus or there's not a Mistama in the Eidus. What's the story over here? There's no Mistama. Why not? The Edom Mistama made in the Leilus. If the Edom said Gimel Shalom Mistama, they were made on the Leilus. Like the Rashban, like the Rosh said before. The Rosh said, what's the Pshat in the Mistama? Stam Shol Shonim have a Yom of the Leilus. The Mahoyo Lehem Balayla Dir Acheres. Stom at the Sechem. Lehoyo Me'idim Shol Shonim V'Stam. When they're made shalosh shanim the seichim they mean yom v'layla, because if they had another deer they would have said so, and I suppose the shechinim also must have some kind of mistama they were made on the laylas too. So why is that affected over here? So there's a mistama. There's a mistama beside the edim when they're made mistama. They're made mistama. I don't chapter the b'chah. What is this? Machshli yatod the most of here, and yochel ten. I can't tie the tainis bari. Hilkach tainin le'anan. I don't know. First of all, I don't know what it means, and also I don't know why he needs it. Why did he just say, since I can't tainin, I'm not in a position to know if you were there by Leilas. I'm out of town. I don't. I'm not in a position to know that you were there by Leilas. So I can't tainin zibari. Finished. End of story. I can't tainin zibari. So we tainin so based in tainin. That's our Rashbam too. What do you need all these fancy pshatim? Why not just say, since I'm not around a lot, so I don't know if you're there by leilois. Just one second, I can't tell you that I need a isu shlidar by leilois. Because I'm not always around. So tell you for me, shlidar by leilois. We could ask Tom in the Rashbam. What does Rashbam mean? This fancy shop, you are, this plot that you have stuff up every time I come home, you run away. It's a whole Sherlock Holmes kind of thing. Why not just say, if I'm a Reuchel, I'm not in a position to know if you were there by Leilas or not. Normally I would tie in a tainis bori, but I can't tie in a tainis bori because I'm not home all the time. So I'm not able to tie in a tainis bori on the Leilas. Why didn't the Rashbam just say that? So I would say, but if in Poshut, it's like gar from somebody's Medina Sayam. What if the Merkam was standing in Medina Sayam the whole time? It's a good chazaka. As long as the Shiro is Mitzuyas, it's a good chazaka. Why he's not in a position to know if you were there Balelis or you weren't there Balelis? That doesn't generate a Tanino. That's not enough to make a Tanino. If you're there and you say, Anira Isus Leidar Balelis, so fine, you have a right to Tainus such a thing. But if you don't come with a Tainus bar, Mistoma, Yadar Balelis. Even if the Merkam was never there, it was Medina Rechaika the whole time. Reuchel is a special thing. The Reuchel is not a Medina Rechaika the whole time. It's worse. He comes home once in a while, which gives them the machzik the opportunity to play a game with him, and to make him think that the rumors are false. So that's worse than a guy Stam Medina Sayyam. That's why by a Reuchel we're more chayshus than Stam a guy is out of town. That's Stam Shat in the Rishma. But the Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says that there's a tanin over here, machmish lehoy, told your motzi over here, and yochel litin tainis bari, hilkoch tanin ole. Well, maybe they're also bothered by the same thing. If it's time with the fact that I'm not around at night, so therefore this is tanin, so what about a guy who's been in to say, huh? We should make a tanin for him too. And that we don't find. So He said, no, here there's a bigger tanima. Because we're chayshish, shemek shenichnas areichel hayinitman v'yaitzei. Maybe you should always want to avoid the reichel, so you had a reason to leave at night, whenever he came home. So maybe there's a bigger taninon, there's a bigger taninon. There's a bigger reason to make a taninon. I think it's still true, but it doesn't break the mistamah. The mistamah is in the eidus, not in the deer. Maybe it doesn't matter. There's a mistamah in the eidus. But with the tainus bari, you can demand a bigger eidus, a more clear eidus. But you need a tainus bari. If you're not home, there's no tainus bari. If you're medina sayam, there's no tainus bari. So tough luck, there's no tainus bari. We have a good enough eidus, and we have a mistamah to eidus, good enough. But if you're a reichel, so then there's a special reason to think that maybe you're talking out there. If I'm a reichel, there's a bigger reason to think that you used to run away at night. So it's because we have a bigger reason to think that you used to run away at night, so we demand of the eidus more explicitness. Because we have reason to think that maybe you weren't there every night. So we demand that the eidus be more explicit. And that's the tanin. Okay, stop here.